Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. Woman glued herself to a basketball court during an NBA playoff game.
Somebody has fallen, a arena worker has fallen at the other end, and you can see right now, not sure if she fainted or fell, but they are assisting her. And out she goes. You know, I say it's an arena worker. It may have been somebody else. Because they quickly got her up and got her off in a hurry.
All right, so the glue didn't dry.
Nope. Has to set for a moment.
No, she did not think about that.
No. Took your instant drying. Not that instant.
Wouldn't you practice that? But then if you do and it works,
right,
you're stuck forever.
Right.
Literally stuck.
I didn't really think about this one.
I'm about to leave for the game. I can't.
Glued to my living room floor.
Damn it.
There was outline of her hand on the court for a while.
Oh, yeah, like all over skin. Yeah.
That
layer of skin.
Wow. Well, like
a snake molted.
I don't think they just readily available have like a glue remover like on the sidelines of an NBA game.
Take a putty knife.
Yes. So it's just like the outline of her hand. You can see most of her fingers.
It's on the playing part of the court?
Yeah.
Or,
yeah. Wow. Yeah. No, she made it to like the inbounds part.
Yeah, the court of pink handed.
Did she work at the place or she was a spectator? She was protesting like animal rights or something.
Yeah, one of the owners of the teams owns like a farm. And
okay.
And on the forum.
Wouldn't the glue be made of like horses or something?
Right. That's crazy glue. Crazy horses.
We had to kill a horse to get this thing done, but you know, it's for the animal, so.
Well,
it's
gorilla glue, they had to kill a gorilla.
Right. Yeah. That's how it works, yes. Yeah.
Wow. Mm.
Because they quickly got her up and got her off in a hurry.
Did she? If she fell, is there blood down there?
Well, because now they're trying to clean the court. They have no idea.
Right.
Because now there's all this glue.
She could have tinkled.
And don't forget, the NBA action was at the other end of the court. So everybody's attention was focused over here. And then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, what's happening? Someone fell down. Person.
So she picked the wrong end of the court to do it, too. Well, the action's on the side.
No, she
did the right side.
Oh, did she?
She knew she needed a second or two for this to dry.
Gotcha. Right. All right.
Oh, okay. I think we've been told it was a protest, and I think she was writing something on the floor.
Wrong. No, she was the writing on the floor.
But for them to have that information that it was a protest so fast is pretty good.
Mm. I mean, she must have been yelling something as she was running out there.
Like, I'm stuck to the floor, for example.
Yeah.
I'm stuck to the floor! What?
Ugh.
They should have just played around her.
Right, leave her there.
If she gets hit by a ball, hit by a player, you glue yourself there.
Like football, if the field gets destroyed in the weather, it's like,
they just keep playing.
Sorry.
Yep, let's work around it.
In the field of play now, like it's golf. If they need to dunk, they can step on your head for a leg up.
Yeah, when you get stepped on by a size 21 shoe.
Right.
Like road pizza. Yep.
AJ, I agree with you.
Yeah, just leave her this.
Awesome. Leave her.
You wanted to be this so badly. Guess what? You want attention? Now you got it.
Now you got your attention.
Good luck with that. Look at you.
You want to be stuck on a court? Go right ahead.
I thought it.
The game continues.
Yep.
This is becoming a thing now.
Remember
the girls who flashed during the World Series?
And yeah.
It became that one became very popular.
They can't go back to that. And the gloom still.
Right. You can't
Combine the two. Flash something, then glue yourself to the thing.
Glue your boobs to the court. Right.
I'm not getting up.
The combination of the two.
You're like a seal. What are you doing? Get off there.
Ashley, can you Google how long it takes for... Do we know what kind of glue?
I have no idea.
Probably not.
I'm thinking like Gorilla Glue.
It comes
in big tubes.
Maybe it was... I've seen so many Reggie Miller Wendy's commercials. I don't know what I'm going to do if I see one more.
Probably writing Baconator down there or something, right?
That's exactly
Baconator.
Right. So whatever it was, she is gone, and the graffiti or whatever she was doing on the floor is being wiped away. There's nothing like the energy of a live NBA playoff game.
For handiwork.
These are...
Remember when they used to play these games without fans?
Yep.
And then everyone was so excited. Yay, we get to have the fans back. All right.
Yeah, let's go back to nobody in
fans. Yeah, maybe the cardboard thing wasn't that bad. Yeah.
No, that's yeah. right.
They didn't glue themselves to the floor.
We like cardboard people better.
Yeah. Watch from home.
Did you get a time on that?
It takes Gorilla Glue to completely cure 24 hours.
Oh.
She would have been there for a very long time. She should have come the night before.
I don't know about that. I mean, I've had like crazy glue. I held on for like 5 seconds. I almost glued myself to my back bumper of my truck with Gorilla Glue. I went to fix one little plastic piece. No, 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 no.
Yep.
No.
About AJ.
I'm helping enhance the story. This is a scientific thing.
She just looked it up, and you're like, no, my one personal experience refutes that.
I went to go glue it, and I was holding on to the piece. And it was really.
AJ.
I'm going to glue this guy's head to a railroad track. How's that go for you?
Are you going to hold his head down for 24 hours?
If I have to, yes. The railroad spike I put through will help.
These are not the playoffs. This is the play-in.
But it has that feel of a playoff game.
It does indeed.
I'm going to stay with it's a playoff game.
But the playoffs are right around the corner, and you can be loud. You can be the difference. Be there and secure your seats at NBA Tickets.
They're just doing promos. Like, they don't know what to do. They have no plan for this whatsoever.
Secure your seats. Right. Get yourself stuck in a seat right now.
Have you ever glued
Secure
your hand?
Yourself to a seat.
There you go.
Better than the court. Yeah, they don't know what to do.
No, they have no idea.
Nope.
In their defense, you don't really practice for something like this?
No, no one tells us when to glue themselves to a floor.
Yeah, pretty important game happening right in front of them that they were involved with up until this moment.
Yeah, now I know how that is a little bit. You know, you prepare for an interview and then something else happens. Hold on.
It's all about
Chaz.
How you doing? Good?
How you doing? Hey, it's, hey, AJ.
Hey,
you're
Chaz.
Here too.
Hey.
As it was coming out of my mouth, I said, yeah, okay.
This is what I chastised him about, yes. A moment ago about. That's what I said. You guys were 11. No, up yours with the pen. I swear to God, one of these days, there's going to be folks walking out of here funny.
If we could only just do a show someday. So this woman glued herself to a court, at least tried.
Yes, she did.
She did not have enough time for it to harden.
No.
There's a great picture, though.
Too porous.
Of after she left, of just the handprint. That's my favorite.
She had handed it. Yeah, we handed the game. Yes, I did.
So go ahead. Your story. You glued yourself to your bumper.
Yeah, that was it.
Okay.
I don't want to hear this guy again. I don't want to hear this guy again.
Trooper First Class Sarah Salerno, Connecticut State Police. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
What happened?
Well, we had quite the eventful day yesterday. So yesterday, Wednesday, at about 12:45 p.m., the Rhode Island State Police let the Connecticut State Police know that they were pursuing a white Toyota pickup from their state into Stonington, Connecticut. The operator of the pickup truck had been identified as Ian Grant of Dartmouth, Mass. And Grant fled from New Bedford, Massachusetts police earlier the same day as they were attempting to serve several outstanding arrest warrants on him.
Well, what were the warrants for? Do you know offhand?
I don't have that information in front of me, unfortunately.
It was enough to make him run.
Yeah, exactly right.
Apparently, it was something significant because he felt the need to engage in a pursuit. He's also the suspect of an arson that had occurred yesterday morning at his residence in Dartmouth.
Oh,
bad boy.
Yeah.
You had a lot going on.
A bad boy.
It sounds like mental health.
I have no idea the situation was with him as far as his state of mind. As he engaged New Bedford police in pursuit, Massachusetts state troopers set up some stop sticks on Route 195 in Westport, Mass. And as he approached the stop sticks, he drove off the highway into the median and directly at the Massachusetts state troopers, and he eventually struck two of their cruisers.
Yeah. And did he keep going into Connecticut? I thought he made it to Connecticut.
He continued through Massachusetts and was able to elude the Mass state troopers.
So he struck the cars, kept going.
Kept on going, yeah.
He absolutely kept on going. A short time later, the Rhode Island State Police noticed his vehicle in the Newport, Rhode Island area, and then he engaged in a second pursuit with Rhode Island State Police, at which point he displayed what appeared to be an assault rifle towards the pursuing Rhode Island State Troopers.
See, in my world, he would have been dead twice already.
Yeah.
Anyway, and, I'm not a trooper.
This is why
I would not make the class.
That's why we don't troop. Yeah. Yeah.
You just wanted to take a baseball bat to a guy on the internet.
Right.
He just introduced his
son. All he said was his name.
Yeah. Don't tell her that. He was saying?
So then he makes it into Connecticut.
Correct. He continued this pursuit through westerly Rhode Island and then into Stonington, Connecticut, into the Route 2 area. And then Grant's vehicle was eventually disabled by our troopers in Connecticut, just east of the North Stonington Rotary, if you're familiar with the area. And an hour-long standoff followed that.
Really?
Oh!
Right. He refused to exit the vehicle initially. And eventually, our troopers and Rhode Island State Troopers, particularly their tactical team, were able to remove Grant from the vehicle and place him into custody.
Wow.
Yeah, he's on Facebook Live.
That was more intense than I thought.
Yeah.
We certainly had quite a story unfolding before us yesterday.
What speed was the trooper going when they performed that pit maneuver?
I don't have that information in front of me.
Yeah, that's...
more than 30.
Well, it's dangerous.
It is.
The trooper really took his or her life into his own... her own hands to do that because it could turn bad.
To save others.
I mean, you're trained to do that, right?
We do have extensive training in emergency vehicle operations, and that is part of the training, and that is covered extensively. It is not something that we do often, but when we feel that somebody is presenting a very imminent danger to themselves and others, sometimes that is a last resort effort to try and terminate a pursuit.
So we don't know yet what this person was accused of doing or what those warrants were for.
Massachusetts would be able to provide you with the various specific charges for those warrants in their state.
So when they're arrested in Connecticut, do we keep them in Connecticut or we hand them off to Mass and say, here, we got them for you?
Based on his activities in Connecticut, he did face some charges here. He was charged on the Connecticut side with reckless driving, engaging police in pursuit, failure to drive in proper lane, interfering with an officer, reckless endangerment. And he was held in Connecticut on those charges on a $200,000 bond.
Oof.
He becomes a fugitive from justice at that point because he's wanted from another state. And so Massachusetts will begin the process to bring him back to Massachusetts.
I'm sure Rhode Island wants him too. No?
Yeah.
I imagine they have some charges for him as well based on anything that occurred in the state of Rhode Island.
Wow. You want to base some
A? Trooper First Class Sarah Salerno on Connecticut State Police. And what's happening in Guilford now?
We have troopers en route to the scene, and we should be able to get back to you on that shortly.
Okay.
And so we had Ken Houston from News 8 on this morning, and apparently local police don't want to call it a hostage situation, but somebody's been... in a house,
right,
possibly with a weapon, and police have surrounded the area. And I guess police don't feel like it's a threat enough to cancel school there, but it sounds, and it's ongoing.
Yeah.
So there you go. I just told you what's going on.
Yeah. That's as far as we know right now.
I'm sure you know all that.
That was
you just
your
don't
briefing.
Comment.
That was your briefing from us. Yes.
Yeah.
Did we do good?
No. And when the New York City subway shooting happened, what was the protocol in Connecticut? Do we... You know,
watch train stations.
What did we do immediately after that news broke?
We have a mass transit unit in the Connecticut State Police, and those troopers are regularly patrolling the train stations and all forms of mass transit in the state of Connecticut. And they were put on a high alert status. Additional troopers were sent to those areas to enhance security. So we were very much involved with proactively patrolling and working in conjunction with our state and our federal partners to make sure that the people in Connecticut were safe who were using mass transit.
Well, you had a busy week.
Yep.
We have had a very busy week at the Connecticut State Police, that's for sure.
Well, thank you for doing what you do.
Yes, thank you so much.
To all the troopers. Trooper First Class Sarah Salerno, thank you. Jimmy Cobble time.
Jimmy.
We need to come up with a theme song. If I'm a band driving into work right now,
right,
and I hear Jimmy Cobble needs a theme song, I am doing it.
I am all over this.
Yes.
Yep.
My email should be full like by next week. You need a Jimmy Coplick intro? Here you go.
Yep.
It's just like how I used to do my homework. Oh, I need to do my homework.
Right.
And then the next week, oh, I need to do my homework.
Then the night before.
Did you hear that just happen just now?
Yes, exactly.
Come on. We need
what it reminded me of. I'm
right.
Sorry.
Yeah. Last week I said we need a theme song. And next week we come on. Oh, hey. We need a theme song.
Right.
Right. That was
the Batman. You sang the Batman song. It's horrible.
That's right. Oh, that's right. We did.
Everyone's a critic.
Well, that's why we need someone else to make
right.
it.
Right.
Well, look, I've seen a few concerts in my life, and I've heard a lot of music in my life, and then I heard that, and I said, oh, my gosh, this is just really.
So we're not opening for Van Halen?
No one's opening for Van Halen.
Yeah.
Before we get to some things that have been happening this week, a very busy week, there are calls coming in for you. So we'll take one, and then we'll get to this week. Chris in Fairfield.
Five-finger death punch and a day to remember.
Five-finger death punch.
Well, we love Five-finger death punch. I think it's the greatest name of a band. You know what the music's about when you hear Five-finger death punch, that's for sure.
Love songs?
Yeah. No. And they do follow your love songs.
I'm guessing no.
Played at weddings
it's
and proms.
More like breakup songs, yes. Probably. Right. That's what it's like. Yep. But no plans to come in during the summer. But we are working on a day to remember to go into Bridgeport this summer.
Oh,
and it'll be a day to remember.
Yes.
How many shows do you still have in the works right now?
Well, I counted yesterday. We have 32 shows either on sale or in pre-sale in Bridgeport right now.
Oof.
In Bridgeport.
Damn.
In Bridgeport alone, we have 32 shows. And plus, I know of three shows that I'm working on that will eventually go on sale. And
for Bridgeport?
For Bridgeport, right. And my son is really the primary booker there, so he's probably got, we'll certainly get over 40 shows there. I'm sure of that. We'll get
nice.
40 shows
smooth.
There.
Then when you add in Mohegan Sun.
Well, Mohegan Sun's is the heartthrob, essentially, of the Connecticut when it comes to concerts, because every month, 12 months a year, there's 5 to 6 concerts a year at Mohegan Sun.
Wow.
5 to 6 concerts a month, I mean, at Mohegan Sun. So I mean, really, the majority of shows over the year go to Mohegan Sun. And then Oakdale has 50 concerts, 60 concerts a year, whether they be family shows, Broadway shows, or concerts. And then we have some at the XL Center. And we're busy.
Toads.
And Toads and Xfinity.
Busy, busy, busy.
I mean, we certainly have well over 150 to 200 shows a year in Connecticut.
Whew, damn.
Wow, you're pretty calm for a guy that has all that going on.
Well, I have great people working under me, to tell you the truth. I'm renting a house in the Hamptons during the summer.
Nice. See? Because you need relaxed time. You definitely do.
And I'll take the ferry. That's
right. All.
The nice thing about today, 2022, is you can do a lot of work from anywhere in the world.
Mm-hmm. It's true. Very true. Mm-hmm. Yep.
It is true, but you can't cover a concert from the Hamptons.
No.
No. What do you mean cover? Like you need? That means that's code for being backstage, making sure everything goes right?
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't go to every show like I used to when I was younger, like you guys.
Ha!
Well, you show up every morning.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of have to get paid.
Yeah. Problem, huh?
They gave me a key and everything.
So usually in May, I sit down and I map out my summer and decide which shows I'm going to go to and which shows. And I'll go to 5-6 shows a month is probably my guess.
And those shows are shows that you have a personal relationship with and you feel lucky that they came here. And they came here to Connecticut based on your relationship with them, so you need to pay them the respect?
That is one of the reasons why. Another reason might be like Lil Durk this coming next Saturday, which is sold out already at Bridgeport at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater. We're not used to doing hip-hop shows there, so we're very used to doing hip-hop shows at Xfinity. So they run really well. So we're still, you know, I'll be at that show just because I want to make sure everything runs right. But normally I wouldn't be at that show.
Is there a Big Dirk? No.
There are so many Lils in hip hop that I don't know what's
there's
going
Lils
on.
And Bigs.
No Big Dirk.
Yeah. There's no mediums.
Yeah.
Just a big.
There's
average
a hole
Dirk.
In the market.
Yeah.
Right.
I guess you don't want to be a big Dirk.
There are a couple averages, but there's no mediums.
You're such a big Dirk.
Medium Dirk. Jimmy Coplick, Live Nation on. We're going to get to this week in a second, but the phones are going bananas. Ted in Orange.
Yeah, hey, Jimmy, wanted to thank you for bringing Phil and Friends back. Love the lineup.
Yeah, great right? band, isn't it? Oh, my goodness. I was shocked. When I booked the show, I didn't know it was who the band was. And then they sent me the ad, Matt. And that's the first time I saw Warren Haynes and everybody else was in the band.
I saw that, too. Holy crap.
Holy crap, hola.
Thank you, Ted.
Man, I look good. Okay.
All right, so let's go through it, and let's start with Phil Lesh and Friends.
Yeah, Phil Lesh and Friends is right now on pre-sale, but it goes on sale tomorrow at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater. And one of, I think, 8 or 9 shows going on sale today, tomorrow. Today or tomorrow. Today we're putting Ringo on sale at 10 a.m.
Today.
Today we went. I was the only one who decided when a show goes on sale, and I don't like putting shows on sale on holidays. And tomorrow being Good Friday, I don't like that. Sorry.
Yeah, not a good idea.
Yeah, I don't like it. Obviously, my touring department is either all Jewish or doesn't understand that tomorrow's Good Friday, probably a combination of both. And I try to stay away just from holidays because people are thinking of the holiday, and it happens to be Passover tomorrow night. Also.
Nice.
So I said, let's put Ringo on sale today instead of tomorrow. I don't know what this love of Friday is anymore anyway. Of putting shows on sale. Why can't you put a show on sale on Thursday?
Right.
I don't get it.
Is there a secret code for the Thursday shows? Or they're just
yeah, there is. I you guys don't have it? Well, I would say try the word yellow.
Yellow?
Yellow.
Yes, try the
was
word yellow.
Was that yesterday? It's the pre-sale?
Yes. Yesterday was the pre-sale. The pre-sale actually ended, so it's a regular on sale today.
How did Ringo do on the pre-sale?
Over half sold out already.
Beautiful.
Wow.
So that's good, right?
Yeah. Really good. Very strong. Cool.
That'll be done this weekend,
just
possibly.
Right.
Yeah, we're real happy about that.
Yellow brings green.
It's a prelude to the festival, the Sound on Sound Festival.
Yep.
The night before.
Yeah, so Jimmy was nice enough to come on to announce on this show before it was announced to the world, Ringo Starr and his all-star band, including Steve Lukather, Colin Hay, Warren Hamm, Hamish Stewart, Greg Bissonette, and Edgar Winter, to the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater, Friday, September 23rd, 8 o'clock. So as you heard, tickets went on sale yesterday with the special pre-code. They go on sale today at 10 a.m.
Smooth.
For the rest of the world. So we got Phil Lesh and Friends, Friday, July 1st. We got Ringo and his all-star band on Friday, September 23rd. Anything else this week?
Yes, we have Pitbull at Mohegan Sun going on sale for tomorrow. This is all tomorrow going on sale, Saturday, August 6th. We have an interesting combination going to Oakdale, Dashboard Confessional and Andrew McMahon.
Why do you say that's interesting?
I think musically it's, you know, Dashboard with a singer-songwriter is an interesting show. It's an interesting combination. So that's Wednesday, August 10th. And Phil Lesh and Friends is Friday, July 1st. And Get the Let Out is going on sale tomorrow for Oakdale, and that's November 11th. Alice Cooper is at Oakdale. That goes on sale tomorrow. That's Sunday, September 18th. Lonnie, L-A-N-Y, which I had no idea what it was. Sounded like L-A in New York. I have no idea if that's what it is, L-A-N-Y. But that's going on sale for the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater. Obviously, I didn't book it because I have no idea what it is. So I saw a picture. It's two guys. It is two guys. Maybe one's from L-A.
It's like Ambrosia.
Yeah.
Is Ambrosia two guys?
Is it dessert?
Oh. Or no, I'm thinking Air Supply.
Oh, yes, that's Air Supply.
Yeah, that's two guys.
Yeah, Ambrosia's that thing with the fruit.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. That's why I have young people working for me.
Yeah.
Do you hear a bird in the background?
Yes, my bird. You do, but my door is open. And it's like the Masters in my backyard.
This bird really wants to talk. Like, hey!
Jimmy's on Jazz and AJ!
Hey! That's all he is, a bird in the background.
Yes, but I'm down here in Stanford, so the bird's listening to the Fox right now.
Ah,
yeah,
see? It's listening to the Fox.
Mike wants to know, any vaccine requirements for Oakdale?
No.
Boom.
At least through May, we've made the decision, nothing. We'll take a sense, I guess, of what's going on at the end of May. But right now, no vaccine requirements.
Cool.
How are the Sammy Hagar tickets selling?
Less than 1,000 left. It's going to sell out way in advance.
Damn.
Oh, wow.
Must be the guys who are sponsoring the show.
the Chaz and AJ barbecue, summer barbecue. That's
right,
it.
Right. That's it.
I don't know how we got here, Jimmy, but yeah. Here we are.
We drew the leprechaun.
You guys get a show.
Cindy and Aunt Sonia.
Hi, Jimmy.
Hi there.
Oh, you're doorknob.
Hi. I was just curious about corn.
Oh, delicious.
With butter.
Well, corn just played Mohegan Sun in the spring, so they're not coming back for this on the summer tour.
Okay. I try and work your magic for some Five Finger Death Punch.
Oh, I'm trying. I've never heard any music by them, but I think I know what they sound like.
Oh, awesome. They make my day.
Thank you, Cindy. Chris in Bridgeport.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Jimmy, I just had a question. Sure. I just had a question. For the Little Dirt concert at the amphitheater, do you have to be vaccinated for that?
No.
No. Okay. All right. Yeah, the guys at the box office, when I called, they were super quick. So they said no, but I just wanted to hear from you first.
That's
you're
two
very
news.
Busy.
Yep. Thank you. Yeah, I can imagine when you have like six shows going on sale, there's a lot.
Yes.
Going on.
Kind of busy.
They're completely overworked, no question about it.
What is the vaccine/test policy this year? Is there one? Is it different for different venues?
Well, I can't speak for other venues like Westville or College Street, which we don't book, but I could speak for the venues Live Nation's books, which is Oakdale, Toads. Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater, Xfinity, and we do not require vaccines anymore or tests or anything like that, or masks.
Nice. Great.
Back to normal.
Back to normal.
Back to business.
If you have a question for Jimmy, 1-877-764-2535. Mike wants to know, please ask Jimmy about Ticketmaster fees for tickets to the Doobie Brothers with Michael McDonald. $618, $200 in fees. Mike from Cheshire.
Well, I don't really know what ticket price Mike bought from, but you can generally figure there's a 20% add-on to your ticket price for fees. So if you buy a $60 ticket, there'll be $12 in fees. If you buy the top price ticket, which is $225, there'll be $45 in fees. So it's generally, you can always figure math-wise, it's about 20% add-on.
It sounds like he bought the top tier.
Yep.
He might have.
The good stuff.
And I will, you know, I will stick up for Ticketmaster. The ease of buying tickets today, not having to stand online, not having to get in a car and drive to a ticket outlet, not having to get on a phone and start expressing what tickets you want, what's the location, here's my credit card number, blah, 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 doing all that stuff. And you still got charged fees, by the way. And you instead just go online and buy tickets. I don't consider 20% a big add-on, number one. Number two, go to Oakdale's box office. We're open Tuesday through Thursday and Thursday, 12 to 5. And I think it's a $10 fee, no matter what ticket price you buy.
Wow.
Nice.
So you can do that also. So we still have a box office if you don't like
it. Oh, you would have saved $160.
Yep.
Yeah, and you would have had take an hour of time out of your day, and you would have to pay for gas and all that stuff. So, but yes, you would have saved a lot of money.
Yep.
So
what about Friends of Jimmy?
Friends of Jimmy has a $15 fee on all ticket prices.
Wow. Yeah. And you're getting them before they go on
sale.
Yeah,
first crack.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And a lot of shows are selling out, and just make sure. And it's the easiest way. All you do is just get an email, and you just go online and buy your ticket. Simple as that. And there's still a few slots open. We're not pushing it. FriendsJimmy.com.
Dom, Long Island.
Good morning, and good morning, Jimmy. It's a pleasure to speak with you again. Chaz is going to hate me for asking you a bit of a trivia question.
Too late.
Have you ever met Funky Claude? Everyone who knows a Deep Purple song knows Funky Claude.
No, I've never met Funky Claude, no. I know the guys in Deep Purple really well. I don't their music. I know their hits. I'm not a listener.
Dom, do you want to explain this to
us? Dom took a couple of hits.
Yeah, I just asked because that's what I don't look at those ASMR videos. I look up, you know, rock trivia and things. And Funky Claude is a promoter who started the Montreux Festival in Switzerland.
In the song, they mentioned Funky Claude, right?
Smoke on the water.
Smoke on the water.
You know, Funky Claude was running in and out.
Right.
Pulling kids out of the ground. He was. He literally was saving lives there.
I thought it was a funky clock.
Fire.
I didn't know it was Funky Claude.
It was Funky
Claude. I learned something today.
Well, because he was such a well-known promoter, Jimmy, I thought maybe you would have met him. And since you have great stories, I was hoping to hear a good one.
Wow, you're hoping to hear a
look
Funky Claude.
You know what? The next time I talk to Roger Glover, I'll definitely ask him about Funky Claude.
And unfortunately, Funky Claude.
Thank you, Dom.
It sounds like he died.
In a way.
Puff, puff, pass. Mike and Stratford.
Good morning, everyone. Jimmy, I was wondering if you've heard of an organization called VetTix. What they do is people like yourself who have venues, if you have unsold seats, they donate them, and then veterans can go and, you know, get an email and get, you know, free tickets to a show.
That's
or
nice.
Minimal
absolutely.
Cost, usually.
We are in Connecticut alone. We gave over 10,000 tickets to VetTix.
That's nice.
Last
that's
time.
Awesome.
That's fantastic. Thank you. I've gotten some tickets from them. It's great.
Nice.
VetTix is great.
Thank
you, Mike.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Let's go to another Mike, this one in North Haven.
Good morning. Two quick questions. When are the $25 tickets going to start Ticketmaster Live Nation?
It will start next month, but I'm not allowed
next
to say
month?
That.
Right. He didn't say that. Just so you know. That wasn't Jimmy.
We
that
didn't was, hear it.
Those guys sounded like him.
Nope. I don't know what happened.
That was Dom.
All right. Well, it's not for every show. It's for a lot of shows, but it's not for every show. So
right. You
can wait and hope your show happens. That it will be offered, but it's not for every show. We just put the list together yesterday.
Oh.
Okay. Second question. I have Van Morrison tickets and may not be able to use them. And when I called, they said there's no refund at this point, but there may be a way to do refunds. Any explanation on other than verified retail?
Do you have any friends?
all you need to do is, I think, somehow put them up on Ticketmaster and resell them.
Oh. Nice.
They have a, you know, it's pretty simple. They have a resale area on Ticketmaster.
People do it on Facebook too.
Right.
I'm guessing
Marketplace. Yeah.
Low
miles.
You have some pretty good seats. That's
the good thing about Ticketmaster is it's verified that it's a real ticket.
Oh,
good point.
I have two tickets in the front of the 200 section. I'm just, is there a limit on what you sell to recoup the fees?
No, you can. It's scalping. Well, I hate to use that word. It's brokering.
Right. Brokering, I like that.
In the 20th century, it was called scalping. Now in the 21st century, now that it's legal, it's called ticket brokering.
Brokering.
And that's fine by me. I've ended that fight. I don't fight it anymore. It's in society, so I accept it. But you can go on Ticketmaster and resell them.
Thanks. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too. How are tickets for Van Morrison selling?
275 left. That's it.
Damn. Well, that one's not going to be on the $25 list.
Nope.
No, it will not be on the
$25. Sammy Hagar will not be on the $25 list.
Nope.
Ringo Starr.
Ringo will not be, I don't think Ringo is. With so many shows on sale, I don't remember the list.
Right. Anything that's selling well, not getting on the list.
Right.
So if it's a hot show, don't sit back and think, wait for that.
Grab him now.
Yeah. Yep. I'm guessing the Doobie Brothers selling very well.
Yes. Yes, but we'll always put something, even if it's selling well, we might put 50 tickets on it.
That's
not
cool.
Unlimited.
Oh, wow.
So it gives the show a little publicity. It gives some fans a little gift of a 25. So I think the Doobies might have some on.
Nice.
Oh. But they might not be in the locations you want. We choose the locations.
Oh, parking lot.
I see a wall.
Glenn and Bridgeport.
Yes, good for Bridgeport. I'd like to ask about Jethro Tull. Is he coming to Bridgeport?
I think next year he'll come to Bridgeport. He's planning a 2023 tour, and we're talking to him about bringing him to Bridgeport.
Exhale, man.
Yeah,
are you from South Park?
Saw him years ago in New Haven Coliseum. What a great show he put on.
Well, it was more than a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, going back. But yeah. The Whistler. What a show.
I agree with you. One of the great performers live. I totally agree with you.
I don't know how he does it. Jumps around and blows an F-boot at the same time at his age. But thanks a lot, guys.
Hey, Glenn, thank you, man.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate you.
Have a good one.
You too. Me too.
Lots of people in the
Rock and Roll Hall. By the way, should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, yes.
Agreed. Yeah.
Oh, Agreed. Yes.
Hey.
Let's see. Roger Waters coming to Connecticut? Question mark.
No plans.
Joan Jett in Connecticut?
Not at the moment, but we are talking to her about what, where to play and what to do.
It's exciting.
So I'd guess it'd be somewhere around that time she's in New York with these other bands.
Right, the huge stadium tour.
Yeah, we're I think Oakdale's the right play, but we're talking to figure out which way where to play, that's all.
I
think Oakdale would be perfect.
Oakdale.
Joss Stone in Connecticut.
Gosh, I don't even realize she's still touring.
I don't even know who that is.
It's Mrs. Stone's kid.
Who's this other one? Andre Bocelli?
Andrea Bocelli.
Oh, my God, the opera singer?
Yes.
Coming to what used to be called the Webster Bank Arena in Bridgeport is now called the Total Mortgage Arena.
Oh.
And that's, I think, December 11th. It's not my show, but I think it's December 11th at Webster Bank Arena. Total Mortgage Arena.
Somebody called and said, why are all the shows going to Bridgeport and not Xfinity?
You know, it's interesting that I've been asked that question a number of times. Why not here? And there's so many shows. And it's an impression that's really wrong. We are having about the same number of shows at Xfinity that we've had every year, which is somewhere between 18 and 22 shows. That will happen this summer, too. The difference with Bridgeport is they're all basically new artists that would not have necessarily played Connecticut. And they're all within a four-month period also. And those 40 artists that might play Bridgeport this summer, probably 30 of them would not have played Connecticut if that venue didn't exist.
Oh.
So they're not losing shows. They're really the same number of shows, but just because Bridgeport has so much in such a small amount of time, the impression is that there are a lot of shows. I'll give you a perfect example. Alice Cooper played Foxwoods in March, and Alice Cooper's playing Oakdale in September. So somebody might say, hey, you know, why isn't Alice Cooper playing once? We're bringing Alice Cooper twice. Doobie Brothers played Mohegan Sun in November, playing Bridgeport in September. So it's not really losing shows in these venues. Sometimes artists will play twice, but the impression is there are so many shows in Bridgeport that other venues are losing shows. That's just not true.
That Alice Cooper show is something.
Yeah,
it really is. He is amazing.
Yep, does not miss a trick, man.
He does not take a breath.
Nope.
Someone his age should stop between songs and catch his breath.
Grab some oxygen. Nope.
It's one song after another.
Take a nap. Nope.
George in Guilford. Hello.
George?
Yes, you there?
Yes.
So far.
Okay, David Albarn, Blur, Gorillaz. Anything?
Was that English he was speaking?
What yes.
It's Damon, not David.
Damon.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, so did he ask about the Gorillaz? Is that what he asked for? I don't know what
the is this question, yeah, yeah, yeah. Phil? Can you translate?
Is he doing anything now? Is he going on tour? Or?
The Gorillaz are talking about going on tour, but right now we're not talking about Connecticut.
Okay.
He gave you the guy's name because I guess he's a part of a couple different groups.
Oh, okay.
So he was just curious if he was coming with any of them.
Right.
But Gorillaz is the one we would know the best, I guess.
Thank you, Phil.
All right, George. Sorry, man, your cell phone was in and out. Todd and Bethany wants to know about Peter Frampton.
Peter Frampton has given up touring. He's got some muscle disease.
Yeah, yep.
A nerve disease, I think it is. Right.
Yep.
It's a nerve disease.
That's right.
So I think you'll see Peter play every once in a while, a date here and there. But as far as long tours, I don't think he can do it anymore.
No.
This day in Copley concert history. Any show you want to pick out here that stands out to you, Jimmy?
You know, it's funny. April 14th, it looks like we don't do too many shows. Maybe that's because everybody has to pay their taxes April 15th. So
it makes
maybe
sense.
We're smarter tour than we actually think. But I don't know. Yesterday we had Eric Clapton, which was nice, in Hartford. What was that, 32 years ago, my goodness.
Wow.
Damn.
But I think that, nothing really that I see that's really that amazing that we should talk about.
Stellar.
In Connecticut.
Yeah.
you know.
Clapton.
Talk about Lil Baby, another Lil.
Lil?
Lil Durk, Lil Baby.
Lil Kim.
Lil Kim. Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
Clapton. I saw him at Mohegan Sun.
Yeah.
And, you know, you just, it's...
it was a great show.
It's like seeing George Washington, you know. You just know you're just seeing history.
Minus the powdered wig and the knickers.
Yeah, yes. You did not wear that.
And the wooden teeth, yes. Right.
All right, Jimmy, thank you very much. We will talk to you next week. Sean and Milford.
Good morning, gang.
Morning.
Okay, so...
Goodbye! Goodbye.
It was nice talking with him.
Yeah. Now, you give the song title.
Right.
I think Sean has a 100% hang-up rate, by the way.
I'll get a text later.
And he's a big guy. I really shouldn't hang up on him.
Right. Yeah, because I'm going to hear about it later.
Mike in New Haven.
Oh, good morning.
Morning.
Habbo Globbo Tribbin.
What was that?
Was that English?
The title... Habbo Globbo Trippin'?
Habbo Globbo Trippin'.
I have never heard of that song in my life.
Was that something you just did, or?
Does that count, though?
You ever feel like you had a really bad idea?
Yes. About 2 seconds ago? When I saw Ray's face crinkle, Rob's face crinkle. I can't talk. Rob's face crinkle. Thank you. I know. Click it. Go ahead.
What group is that?
See you tomorrow.
Bernard Wright.
Bernard Wright.
This charted.
Is this the guy down the block?
Top 40s Billboard in the 70s.
I believe so, yeah.
Oh, goodbye.
I believe in a lot of things.
Oh, boy.
Habbo gabbo wabba habbo. Gobble gobble turkey.
How can an idea that sounded so good in my head last night be so bad today?
Because we did it. See, that's where we're wrong. You actually did it.
Hey, let's continue the agony, shall we?
I have a lot of ideas on Doom.
Mike in West Haven.
Hey, Fanfare for the Common Man.
Emerson, Lake, and Palmer.
Jeff in Monroe.
You dropped the bomb on me.
Gap Band.
Derek.
Pictures of Home.
Pictures of Home.
Hmm. Your wallet. Your phone.
That one does not ring a bell with me.
Pictures of Home.
Nice. I stumped you.
Well, we will see. Pictures of Home by who? You.
No, not by the Who, Chaz.
No, by said, who?
By who?
By Deep Purple.
Okay. Let's check if it charted top 40 in the 1970s. Hold on, Derek.
Hang on. Our judges are working on it. Please hold. Your call is very important to us.
Deep Purple, I can tell you that was not a top 40 hit. If even any of their songs made top 40, it was Smoke on the Water.
Richie Blackmore was like, ooh.
Yeah.
And Hush. Right.
I'm not saying it's not a bad song. I'm not saying the radio station didn't play it, but it didn't chart top 40.
Yeah.
But we're checking.
Yes.
Talk amongst yourselves.
I don't see anything about this making a chart.
All right. Sorry, Derek.
Damn.
It's the only song from the album Machine Head that was not performed live during their 1972 tour. So they really enjoyed it. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
They tried to forget about it, actually.
Chris in North Brantford.
Chris?
Are you
a mime?
Matt in Danbury.
Moldy Old Dough.
Moldy Old Dough.
My lunch.
No, that one doesn't
moldy
ring a bell.
Old Dough.
Moldy Old Dough.
Nope.
Moldy Old Dough.
Never heard of
moldy
it.
Moldy Old Dough.
By Lieutenant Pigeon.
I don't think that counts either.
Dude, stop smoking stuff, man.
I don't want to hang up on him in case he has something
here.
Yeah,
no, we're going to check. We're going to check.
Look it up.
Yep, we're going to look right.
Okay.
Moldy Old Dough. D-O-U-G-H.
I'm sure you looked it up. And it charted at number 40 for like 1 week, right? Is that what happened? Matt?
It did something.
Oh, my God. It was recorded.
Wikipedia says that it originally released in 1972. It flopped on its first release.
First release?
There's more than one release?
Really?
Apparently.
It was a recurring problem.
Phil?
Don't mess with the Lieutenant Pigeon, man.
Did you look it up, Phil?
Yeah. I'm just getting caught up on what's happening. So I was on the phone.
All right, Matt, hold on 1 second.
Don't
just
move.
In case you won the $100 gift
card. Don't move. Moldy old pigeon.
Moldy old dough.
That was it. Moldy old dough.
By old Lieutenant Pigeon.
Lieutenant Pigeon.
That hit song
called
Instrumental Single. It was a hit for them.
Really?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on.
We're holding.
Hold on.
I can't hold much longer. This
anywhere.
In the UK, though. Not,
yeah.
Not in America.
This was a number one hit in the UK. What is happening over there?
Well, they're also driving the wrong side of the road.
No, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, not in the United States.
And they spotted Dick.
Moldy old dough. Can we pull it up? Can we listen to it?
I'm dying to hear it.
They don't even have it on iTunes.
Right. Well, yeah, because it's moldy.
Not enough dough either.
Right. It's probably like black mold by now. Kill you. Cause illness. Moldy old dough.
All right, Matt. Thank you.
Lieutenant Pigeon.
All right, Kevin Hogan, who can't win.
Right.
Because of our affiliation with Channel 3.
But still wants to play.
But he's a Channel 3 reporter and anchor and a damn good one.
And our brother.
Give me that thing.
Oh, that's
the
easy.
Pipkins.
Yep.
1970.
That's right. That's right. I'm sad and blue because I can't do no boogaloo. Yeah, so that's how it goes.
Melissa and Waterbury.
Hi.
Hi.
How are ya?
Really?
Joan Stafford.
Hey now, I left the cake out in the rain. Huge hit, guys.
Mm. Left. Oh, that's MacArthur Park, Richard Harris.
Richard Harris, yep.
Blazing J.
Yo, man, what's happening, man?
Al, Long Island.
Too much blazing.
All right, Jimmy loves Marianne.
It's Looking Glass. 20.
Nice.
He's good.
Jeff and Meriden.
Wildwood Weed.
Jim Stafford.
Yep.
Gary Wallingford.
Wildflower, like the writings on the wall, man.
Skylark.
Jackie and Milford.
Hey, Buick like that.
Love Roller Coaster.
Ohio Players.
Yep.
Also Richard, done by Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yep.
Richard Glastonbury.
Let me see. Ebony Eyes.
Bob Welch.
Yep.
Wow.
Give me that, give me that, give me that.
Stuck in the head, isn't it?
Give me that ding was also used on Benny Hill all the
it
time.
It was, yep.
Yeah.
Oh, was it?
Yep.
Yeah.
In addition to the yakety sax, they did give me that ding.
Yeah.
All right, I think we need to just clear the lines, take the ninth caller.
Okay.
Once again, Rob Ray smokes the
fire. The champion!
The champion! Nice job, Rob.
Thank you very much, right. Guys.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.